Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week, and in the fifth aliyah of Parshat Lech Lecha, we have 10 psukim. In the last aliyah, we heard about how Avraham saved Lot, and also how he saved the entire city of Sodom. And in this aliyah, the king of Sodom wanted to reward Avraham with the spoils of war. Avraham declines, and then we hear how Hashem reassured Avraham that even though Avraham has no children, no descendants right now, Hashem reassures Avraham that his descendants will be as numerous as the stars of the heavens. Again, in our aliyah, Avraham expresses nervousness to Hashem, concern that he has no offspring to inherit the land, no offspring to continue the legacy of spreading the knowledge of God's existence throughout the world, no offspring to continue the mission of Avraham Avinu. And in response, the Torah says the following, Perek Tet Vav, Pasuk Hey, Vayotze Oto Hachutza Vayomer, Habet Na Hashamaima Usfor Hakochavim, Im Tuchali Sporotam, Vayomer Lo Ko Yehiye Zarecha. Hashem took Avram outside, and he said to Avram, look at the skies, and count the stars, see if you can count them. And then Hashem said to him, Ko Yehiye Zarecha. That is how your descendants will be. What is going on in these psukim? The simple explanation of these psukim is that Avram was concerned that he would have nobody to inherit his job and his mission, no offspring, and Hashem promised to Avram that he would indeed have offspring as numerous as the stars. However, we have to ask, is there more? Is there a deeper understanding of these psukim? Why did Hashem assure Avram in this way? What message is there in the way that Hashem spoke to Avram? Many Mefarshim offer beautiful answers. I'd like to share one of those answers that I saw in a sefer called Imrei Das. Imrei Das was written by Rav David Avraham Mandelbaum. It's a compilation of Divrei Torah from Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin. Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin was the Rav of Lublin. He was the founder of the whole Daf Yomi movement. He was the Rosh Yeshiva and founder of Yeshivas Chochmei Lublin, and he died in 1933. This idea is found on our pasuk in the Imrei Das. Says the Imrei Das, says Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, Lamrot sheyodeya ata meirosh, ki lo tuchal lispor ata kochavim, harei ata mabit hashamayma, Umenaselispor, says Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, Hashem took Avraham outside and he said, go count the stars. And Avraham goes and counts the stars. 1, 2, 3. And he goes on and on. And finally Hashem says to him, wait a minute. Im tuchal lisporotam, you can't count them. It's impossible. And Avraham tries anyway, 25, 26, 27. Hashem says, you can't count them. 41, 42. And finally Hashem says, Ko Yehiyeh Zarecha. The promise, the message that Avraham received is that your attitude, your perspective, your children, your offspring will have the exact same perspective, the same attitude, the same drive and ambition, and the same belief. It's impossible to count the stars. It's impossible. There's no way you can do it. Avraham, before he walked outside, he knew he couldn't do it. And yet, he tried anyway. He tried anyway, even though he knew it was impossible. And Hashem said, Ko Yehiyeh Zarecha. Your children will act in the exact same way, and that is what B'nai Yisrael has been doing for the last 4,000 years. You, Avraham, are worried that they're not going to continue your legacy? Ko Yehiyeh Zarecha. Look anywhere throughout Jewish history. Think any time in Jewish history, all the way back from Avraham's times all the way to today, and look at what Jews have been trying to do, and we know it's impossible. And we try anyway, and Hashem helps us. I don't even know where to start. Well, the whole story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and there's no way we're going to get out. We're a little nation. We're a slave nation. We're not getting out of Mitzrayim. We're going to try anyway. And we left Mitzrayim, and obviously we're not going to survive the tortuous trek in the desert wasteland. Doesn't matter. They tried anyway. Nachshon ben Aminadav, you jumping into the Yam Suf, you're going to drown. He tried anyway, and Hashem came to him. Ko Yehiyeh Zarecha. B'nai Yisrael, Yisrael goes to Har Sinai after they're attacked by Amalek, Ko Yihyeh Zarecha. B'nei Yisrael said, Naseh V'nishma, it's impossible. They haven't yet fully appreciated the gift and responsibility of the Torah. Ko Yihyeh Zarecha, 40 years in the desert. Ko Yihyeh Zarecha, look around Israel today. What do we think we're doing, a tiny nation surrounded by people who would be very happy if we were driven into the sea or worse? Who do we think we are? Ko Yihyeh Zarecha, Avram, you have nothing to worry about. Yes, you have descendants as numerous as the stars, but numbers are not enough. Quantity is not enough. Quality. Ko Yihyeh Zarecha, we try the impossible, and we believe that Hashem will take care of the rest. Have an amazing day, everyone.